This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Islamist Hamas movement fired thousands of rockets at southern and central Israel, sending millions of Israelis to bomb shelters. VOA's Linda Grantstein reports.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Adele Reamer, a resident of Kibbutz Nirim near the Gaza border, describes what happened.
After at least 7 hours of being locked down in our safe rooms, the IDF finally arrived and started going through the kibbutz, house by house, bush by bush. They have to clear everything out. They've killed 9 terrorists so far, and there are more terrorists in the kibbutz.
Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City. Palestinian health officials said at least 200 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,600 wounded in the airstrikes. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The United States Geological Survey reported a pair of 6.3 magnitude earthquakes striking the Herat province. A spokesperson for the country's National Disaster Authority said 4 villages in Zandijan district bore the brunt of the quakes and aftershocks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.